music and entertainment on the Voice of America.
This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The global pandemic continues its cruel assault on the world and its people. The Johns Hopkins University COVID-19 case count is approaching 14.1 million and 600,000 deaths. Part of that picture, China's report that it's found 16 new corona infections in its far western region of Xinjiang. The outbreak in the capital, Urumqi, is the latest to emerge since China largely contained the virus in March. Authorities in the mainly Muslim Uyghur area have reportedly reduced subway, taxi, and bus services and imposed restrictions on people leaving the city. Rail service to the airport has been suspended. Major virus hotspots, the United States, India, and Brazil. Brazil is second in the world with more than 2 million infections and almost 78,000 fatalities. India is next with over 1 million COVID cases and upwards of 26,000 lives lost. Experts say they fear the real numbers are much higher. We'll get to the U.S. figures later. South Korea is reporting another 36 coronavirus infections. Most were imported from outside the country, though 18 cases have been traced to the area in and around Seoul. South Korea has mandated testing and two-week quarantines for travelers from abroad. Australia got some welcome news today. Half the number of virus cases in Victoria State, down from yesterday's record high of 428 to 217. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton calls it a relief, but he's cautioning people, especially in Melbourne, to remain diligent in a six-week lockdown. In Victoria's neighboring state of New South Wales, there are restrictions that include bans on singing in choirs, dancing in nightclubs, and just mingling. The border between New South Wales and Victoria remains closed. Despite rising COVID case numbers, Albania has decided to open more of its tourist areas. Most foreign visitors are from neighboring Kosovo. Albania has reported just over 4,000 COVID infections, but in the past month, new daily cases have ranged from 50 to 120. That's about double the rate from March